This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. In a few minutes, we talk with the director of a new documentary about John Kerry's wartime experience in Vietnam. But first to the war in Iraq. The U.S. military says it killed more than 100 insurgents today in an assault on the town of Samarra. U.S. and Iraqi forces attacked the insurgent stronghold as part of a campaign to retake areas controlled by rebels. In another assault, U.S. planes and tanks attacked the Baghdad neighborhood of Sadr City, another rebel base. NPR's Peter Kenyon joins us from Baghdad. Peter, tell us more about these strikes, please.
Well, the major one, Noah, is the push into Samarra, which began shortly after midnight. Samarra is about 60 miles north of Baghdad. It's part of the so-called Sunni Triangle. It's been an area of quite a bit of unrest. U.S. and Iraqi officials made a move earlier in the year to establish some local control, some law and order, but that didn't really seem to take. There were insurgents flying the flag of the Unification and Jihad group just cruising through the streets there just this week. And then we saw a very large push, reportedly thousands of troops from the 1st Infantry Division with their tanks and armored vehicles, also Iraqi National Guardsmen and Iraqi Army members, all rolling into Samarra. There was some very heavy fighting reported. The U.S. military said insurgents attacked with small arms fire, mortars and rocket-propelled grenades, and the U.S. and Iraqi forces, of course, engaged with a variety of weapons. A boat was destroyed on the Tigris River, lots of block-to-block fighting and firing down alleyways. Iraq's interior ministry said after more than 12 hours of clashes, he believed that Iraqi and U.S. forces were in control of 75-80% of the city. Now, the death toll is still being worked out. At least one U.S. soldier was killed and four wounded, according to the military.
Some interesting symbolism here, and possibly important. I read that the mosque was taken by Iraqi forces in Samarra, and also that very famous spiral minaret was controlled by the Iraqi forces.
This is one of a number of places where the U.S. military is trying to be very careful not to cause any religious repercussions. And although this is a largely Sunni city, this is a Shiite mosque. It's called the Golden Mosque. And what the reports we're hearing from the Iraqi Interior Ministry and the U.S. military are that Iraqi police and their forces are now in control of that mosque.
Could it be said that this was a success militarily, and does it indicate that the U.S. intends to go into the other areas, the other insurgent strongholds?
Well, really the only measure of success, I believe, is whether an Iraqi system of government and law and order takes hold. And that will depend on whether the insurgency has been quelled or whether it is simply melted away to come back and fight another day, as has happened in other places. There is certainly some suggestion that this is, in fact, part of a larger strategy that's coming mainly from Iraqi officials now. The question is whether the U.S. military is really ready to make a concerted push right away, or whether they need to wait a few weeks in hopes of bringing more Iraqi security forces online. We heard from the National Security Advisor, the Iraqi Security Advisor, Qasem Daoud, today, and he said that they had detained 37 insurgents. They were largely in control on the streets. He indicated that they had been invited in by local Samarra leaders who, he said, were upset by these insurgents in their midst. And his message was, quote, "We're coming to support you to clear your city just as we did in Najaf. And this is a preparation not just for reconstruction, but also for the election process coming up in January."
When the strikes come in the urban areas, there will be civilian injuries, civilian deaths. Any chance? What is the feeling about that action backfiring with the populace there?
Well, there's no question it's been a terrifying day for the residents of Samarra. Everybody's pretty well locked up other than emergency medical crews. There's a curfew from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. The hospitals are swamped. On the question of hearts and minds, the U.S. has decided that the best way to win Iraqi hearts and minds now is to hold these elections on time in January. And as Kofi Annan says, you can't do that in the current situation, the current security situation. So there's a lot of hopes being pinned on a military move to quell the insurgency in hopes of having elections on time.
NPR's Peter Kenyon talking with us from Baghdad. Thank you, Peter.
You're welcome, Noah.